Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome to They Talk A Good Game, your favourite footy podcast, probably. Well, it's end of season review time. And as we did last year, we're working our way up from the bottom of the ladder. You know, unfortunately, not every team gets to play finals or even win the whole damn thing. And one team that certainly did neither of those things this year was my poor old West Tigers.
Well, they won the wooden spoon.
They won something.
First time.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
So, you know, it's nice and even, Stevens. We've had one premiership and one wooden spoon.
Well, that's it. Balances out.
As long as that, you know, as the wooden spoon doesn't overtake the premierships, then it starts to get a bit worrisome. But for now, I think we can work with it.
Absolutely. And you'd like to think that the only way is up, that we know next year Dolphins come in, 17 teams in the ladder. You could be 17th.
Could be.
But we're going to focus on this season.
Yep.
A disappointing season overall. Change of coach, bit of a changing of the guard.
Mm.
We've got Tim Sheens and Benji Farrah, who are well entrenched in the future of the club now. But
I'm excited to see what happens. I'm excited. You know what? This is a weird metaphor that just came into my head. I'm excited about Tim Sheens, Benji Marshall and Robbie Farrah being the coaches of the Tigers next year for the same reason that I'm excited about the Super Mario movie that's coming out at the end of the year.
Yep. Please elaborate.
They've cast Chris Pratt to play Mario.
Beautiful.
They've cast Jack Black to play Bowser. Cast Seth Rogen to play Donkey Kong. Like, it's all just really weird. I don't think the movie's going to be good necessarily. It could be, but
I'm excited
for the fact that it will exist.
Yeah.
Regardless of whether it's good. And that's how I feel about the Tigers. I'm excited for the fact that this is happening in history.
Yeah,
Tim Sheens,
sure.
Benji Marshall, Robbie Farrah, all back at the club, taking charge. Who knows what's going to happen? You could have a shocker. Tim Sheens might do horribly and they might try and speed up the process at which Benji Marshall gets head coach, then he might be inheriting a shocking team, which is probably how it's going to go down. I don't care. I'm excited for whatever the heck's coming.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it is exciting for the club. It's one the fans can get around that they've struggled to at points this year. Madge was pretty divisive, especially in the sort of back end of his Tigers career. Some were on board, some wanted him gone for a long time. Their roster still seems out of whack. I mean, the big question mark, the elephant in the room, Luke Brooks, on $1 million.
Yes.
He's not $1 million halfback. What do you do with him? Do you stick with him? He didn't live up to the hype again this year.
I think that, you know, I've said it a million times, but the best thing for both Luke Brooks and for the Tigers is for Luke Brooks to go on, find some other club. If no NRL club wants him, Super League. I think he'd do very well over there.
100%.
And if anything, in a similar way to Jackson Hastings, I think it would, and like Blake Austin, and these sorts of players that have had, you know, had topsy-turvy NRL careers, I think it would rejuvenate him and it would get him enjoying his footy again. I don't think Luke Brooks has enjoyed playing rugby league for at least 5 years.
No.
I think it's what he does for a living and it's his job. It's what he's good at.
Yeah, and the amount of pressure on him. Let's be fair. Like, he was a wonder kid coming through the junior system. He had pressure on him from day one and it's a big weight to bear. The club, the community, and he cops a lot. But there comes a point where it's clearly not working out.
No.
And this year, where they had Hastings, I know Dewey was injured for a large chunk of the year, but Hastings and Dewey seemed to be the fan favourite for the halves combination. Even Jock Madden came in and impressed, even though he's off to the Broncos next year.
Yeah,
Brooks doesn't seem to fit into the jigsaw it neatly anywhere, you know? He seems to be blocking up the rest of the picture. And if you've got longer-term planning, is he going to be your halfback in 3 years' time when Benji takes over?
He should not be.
He shouldn't be.
I also don't understand is that it seems like every time a new coach is made head coach of the club, they immediately are talking up Brooks. And they're like, no, he's our halfback. But
does that just come from he's a confidence player? He needs that, you know, that gentle relationship. He needs to be sort of have the backing of his coach. Otherwise, he's had, no shot.
But he's had the backing of his coach.
Yeah, so, I
he's
agree.
He's been no shot.
I'm a great. I'm not going to defend him, but I just think the amount of money he's on, and that's above the coach, certainly above Sheen's at the moment. You know, his contract was signed a long time ago, and the coaches coming in to any new team have to deal with how the roster's shaped, who's on what money, and it does play a factor into your team selections.
Mm.
But you just think he's not in their best halves combination.
Yeah,
he's just not, and maybe it works with Hastings at lock, Dewey at 5'8", him at halfback. But even then, I think that Hastings and Dewey are your leaders. They're the ones that you want organising the side, right? And they've shown it in their character and their determination and some of the footy that they've played this year. Brooks hasn't done that.
No. I think Hastings and Dewey are almost co-captains next year. You know, like these two are embody the passion to and desire to win that the club needs.
100%. And they need to be backed above Brooks.
Absolutely.
Because they are far too good to spend the rest of their season at the Tigers. Like their contracts are going to wind down. And if the Tigers aren't going to go overs on them again,
if they're not giving them the respect they deserve and giving them their preferred positions, then we don't deserve to keep them.
Yeah.
And then that's once again a rebuild phase for the club while we look for a halfback that will want to play for us.
It's a constant rebuild, but what are the shining lights? Do you have any bright spots this year? You're a big Tigers fan, obviously. Mm. What are you hanging on to hope from what you've seen?
To be real, it's those two guys. Another player who had a great year who didn't get as recognised, although he did get recognised. He won the actual Tigers Kelly Barnes Award for Player of the Year for the Tigers, Joe Offa-Hengawi.
Yeah, beautiful.
He's never lacked effort. I think he's just really lacked a lot of support in the forward pack. We've played this whole season without two starting second rowers with one eye on 2023 at their new clubs, Luke Garner and Kelma Tuolangi, and they've still been two of our best players.
Yeah.
So it's just been a very non-unified forward pack, I think. I think it's a bunch of players that have been looking to impress individually. Whereas I think, Offa-Hengawi's just signed a new deal to stay at the Tigers until the end of 25. So at least there's that sort of, that's settled. And in my opinion, I think I'd play him at lock, starting lock next year. Although I think that, what will end up happening is that Hastings will be at lock and Brooks will be at seven. But, that's what I would do.
Yeah, fair. I mean, Tamo bows out. He's retired now. He's been club captain.
I think Tamo's never lacked passion from the time he's come to the Tigers. It's not like he's come to the Tigers and treated it like a retirement home. But as a player, I think he'd fairly say that he's past his peak. When he came to us, he's sort of on the back end of it already at Penrith, and Penrith sort of had to move him on to sort of youthen up their forward pack and be able to win it last year. So, I think that's a good thing to happen, and it gives a new chance for a new captain. As I said, I think it should be Dewey or Hastings, but I think overall that's good.
Yeah, I think that's it. With front rowers, it's so hard to be at your peak for a long period of time because you can get the sort of the physicality in your early 20s, but to have the experience, they are pretty key decision makers when they get the ball in hand, you know, making those offloads, when to run hard, the late footwork. Individually, they're making decisions that elevate their game. And he was there. He was a premiership, you know, premier front rower. And he just hasn't been the last couple of years. So
no.
It's a shame, but you got, you know, good youngsters coming through, as you always do. It's whether you can hold on to
that's
them.
That's it. That is it. But the other shining light is our signings. Apisai Korosau and Isaiah Papali'i.
Massive.
Set to come to the club next year. So that is huge. That's massive. Sean Bloor should be coming back from a season-ending injury that put him out for all of this year. If we can stay fit, you know, that's always good. But we do lack a lot of depth still, as we always have, and injuries are inevitable. So there's still a lot to be seen. Need a bit of luck to go our way, as is always the case. I just hope I'd like to come in the top three quarters of the ladder. That's really what I'm aiming for. Yep. I want to come, you know, 12th or above.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Which is, you know, obviously...
It's ambitious.
ambitious. It's sad. It's sad that's ambitious, but surely that's not too much to at least have a hope for going into next year. Usually I'm going top eight, let's break the drought.
I know, but you've got to be realistic. And maybe they can turn it around. I mean, there's not a lot more signings that they can bring in, but hopefully they can change the tide, have a good season, and moving forward in the Tim Sheens era, they can, you know, start changing things and bring finals footy back to Leichhardt.
Who do you think was the Tigers' best player of 2022?
Best player of 2022, I'm going to go for Jackson Hastings. I think the way that he's come in and impacted the club and the playing group, and he's sort of lived up to the talk. He's sort of a pretty loud player. He's got some swagger to him, but he plays to that standard as well, and he demands it of those around him.
Yep.
And you've needed that, and it's shown when he's been on the pitch. We saw it very early on as well. I think was he suspended early in the season? I think he played round one, and then he got suspended for a couple of games.
Yeah.
And you could see the difference from that initial game to what followed. And he makes everybody in that team better. So he's my pick. But have you got a player of the year for the Tigers?
I do. I'm going to give it a tied between Jackson Hastings and Dane Laurie. Dane Laurie had a great year for the Tigers.
Yeah.
But I also feel for him every time he runs out for us. I feel like like the rest of the team isn't quite helping him out as much. He's a very talented young kid, very small. So, you know, not to say that I don't think he could be a starting fullback in every single team in the comp. He is our starting fullback, and I think he puts his heart and soul into every game.
Yeah.
He tries very hard in every game.
Well, that's what you need. At the very least, you need the effort, right?
Yeah.
And he's never lacking that.
No.
We do have the results of our fan poll for our fan player of the year for the Tigers.
Yep, who did they say?
They have voted for Jackson Hastings, coming in with nearly 40% of the vote. Congratulations, Jackson. Jarafa Hengawi, Adam Dewey, Blake, Dane Laurie coming in with well above 10% each as well.
Nice.
Which is very impressive. Brooksy. Got two votes. Well done. Still. Well done there.
Two votes.
Might be a bit of sarcasm. Or maybe there are some... Are there any Brooks loyalists in the there Tigers
are.
Fan
Oh, there are. Oh, yeah. There are a lot of
still
people...
Still think he's the answer.
When he got injured for the rest of the season and we lost matches, after every time we lost, people would be posting in like the Tigers Facebook fan groups being like, watch him try to blame Brooks for this one now. And it's just... Yeah, so there's still a lot of like Brooks loyalists. There are. And I mean, there are the whole Tigers board, for one.
Yeah, I mean, every Tigers coach. Yeah. No, you're right. I just... It's a lack of versatility as well, isn't it? I mean, we're harping on about Brooks, but it is the Tigers season review.
Yeah.
He can't play anywhere other than halfback. Maybe 5'8", you know, he's had some decent performances.
I think he goes better
there.
At 5'8". He's not enough of a talker to steer the team around.
I think that's it. But then halfback do you put Hastings at halfback and move Dewey...
To centre.
Or can you put Dewey at fullback? Sorry, Laurie. I mean,
I think Dane. I think Dane Laurie's got to be at fullback. It would only be if Laurie was injured. That actually wouldn't be a bad little solve. Yeah. But once again, I think that Brooks should only be in that starting spine as a solve, and then it's fine. He obviously, I think he'd be, you know, a great backup half.
Yeah,
put him in the. I'd put him in the 14 jersey. I was saying we should do that last year. It's just that no one listens to me.
No,
no one seems to listen to me. I think I should be head selector. I think I should actually be head selector.
Put your application in.
Honestly. Just like, you know, I don't think I could be like an amazing coach, you know, all the areas.
Yeah.
But I think I'd pick a good 17 well,
that's,
every
that's
week.
Well, that's half the challenge for coaches out there is picking the right players.
Yeah. And I imagine that all of our fans said that the Tigers did not meet lower than expectations. Or they even met expectations as well.
No, Tigers... Oh, let me get the stats for you. They're performing 64% reckon they're below expectation.
Yeah. And 25% I can say they met expectations.
Met expectations with a wooden spoon. 11% reckon that they're above expectations.
Well, a lot of people did tip them for the wooden spoon this year, so met expectations makes sense. But above expectations, that's very, very funny.
Tough.
Tough to take that one. Good year. Yeah, good year.
Good year. Yeah. Good year. Oh, I mean,
did unexpectedly well. Yeah, cool. All right, sweet. Well, speaking of the fans, we've actually got a few questions that have been sent in from some fans to us about the Tigers.
Beautiful.
On our Instagram page, at They Talk A Good Game, if you don't currently follow. Okay. AntsNZ3 asks, where to... Oh, this is kind of everything we've talked about. Where to from here with what's ahead next year? What's the club missing? Let's just go with what's the club missing.
Mm.
Well, good selection. Good. I think, honestly, it extends from head office at the Tigers. So I'd say, and what are they missing? One home ground.
Yes.
Home ground. I think I've pitched it on the podcast before, but I'll say it one more time because we are in the Tigers season review. I think the Tigers need to base themselves in Campbelltown, play, you know, 10 or so games out of Campbelltown, two games maybe at Leichhardt a year, make him huge, make him whatever. Don't play any games at Parramatta. That is outrageous. It's ridiculous. I hate it.
Agreed.
I just, and I think, you know, Campbelltown is a growing area with juniors and we can really, you know, build from the ground up.
And just from a mentality point of view for the players to have a fortress, have a home ground to
defend.
We got no home ground. It makes a massive difference.
Like Leichhardt used to be a fortress and at the moment, every time we go there, we get 50 put on us.
Yeah.
There's no
castle to defend.
Exactly. You know? Exactly.
It makes a big difference.
That's what the club's
missing. So off the pitch, there's a lot that the club need. I'm going to say they need a settled spine on the pitch. I mean, it links back to everything we've said, but Coruscant coming in.
Yes.
Pick their halves and stick with them. Hopefully Brooks isn't there and back Laurie to continue to grow.
Absolutely. Okay. Kobe Naley says, should Brooks leave? I think we can say this in one word.
Yep.
Yes. Okay. And Kobe Naley also says, what would be your spine and lock for 2023 at the Tigers? I'll go first.
Go.
Number one, Dane Laurie.
Yep.
Number 6, Adam Dewey. Number 7, Jackson Hastings. Number 9, Appy Coruscant. Number 13, Joel Fengawi. And then I'll actually have New Brown as 14 on the bench over Brooks.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I'd argue. I'd maybe play Twal at lock.
At 13.
And offer in the... I mean, they're all roughly the same, aren't they? Middle forwards. When you're playing...
But they should
big basher like that. Is Offa got the ball playing to be that sort of link up player?
I don't think he's like a top four type ball player.
No.
But I think he's solid enough for our team and what we need.
Well, I'll back your judgment and you know support it. Brooks doesn't make their best spine.
No. That's all the fan questions we've got.
Beautiful.
So I guess all that's left to discuss is 2023. Tigers
2023.
Next year.
Yeah.
How are they going to go?
Oh, I think they're going to struggle to avoid the wooden spoon.
Yeah, right.
I think there isn't a club that's in a lower point than them. Maybe the Knights.
Mm.
But they've got someone like Ponga who can turn their club around.
Yeah.
I think it's probably a Knights-Tigers battle for the wooden spoon.
Mm.
I think the Dolphins are going to come in and surprise a lot of people.
Yeah, right. Okay.
So I'm going to put them at 16th again.
Yeah, right. Again, come exact, yeah.
If okay. I had to put them on the ladder.
Yeah.
I think they'll show improvement, though.
Okay.
I think they'll... You forget Coruscant and Papali'i. How big of a difference are they going to make? Because they are two of the form, you know, up there in their position in the comp.
Dummy half's a very important role.
It's vital.
Very important role. We haven't had a good dummy half since Robbie Farah. It's been Jacob Little, Jake Simkin. Like, you know, these guys, you know, they can play. I'm not trying to put them down. But in terms of a game-changing, influential dummy half, yeah, Jake Little and Jake Simkin's pretty much been it since Robbie Farah.
I'm going to bump them up. 15th.
15th. Thank you.
The Coruscant Papali'i effect.
Yeah, nice. I'm going to put them 12th. That's obviously bias. Yeah. I love that 12th is now my bias.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Used to be
9th. Used to be 9th. And before then, it was 4th or 5th or something. So it just gets worse every season on this podcast. But for now, I'll have them 12th. And that's it for the Tigers season review, I think.
That's it, yeah.
So, you know, that was good. We had fun.
Oh, it was a pleasure.
And until next time, Harvey.
Bye-bye.
This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.